The QPEE for excellence in bad question periods. Rough week for the NDP, who took a real beating from the opposition on both union monopolies and the TransLink strike. John Horgan was caught totally flat-footed trying to defend calling thousands of unionized construction workers turkeys, and then Harry Baines called the idea of bringing a mediator into the TransLink debacle stupid. The QPEE for excellence in terrible turkey talk. With more than 100 unionized CLAC construction workers in the legislature Tuesday to protest the NDP's sweetheart monopoly with the building trades unions, where John Horgan cut 85% of BC's construction workers and 82% of trades apprentices out of taxpayer-funded projects, Horgan was reminded of some turkey talk. A few years ago, Horgan went to an operating engineers meeting and ripped ICBA, "That's fine. We don't think much of him either," and called thousands of unionized construction workers the turkeys at CLAC. Horgan should have looked up to the gallery and apologized. Instead, he doubled down, claimed the comment was made in the heat of question period, it wasn't, and was aimed at someone else, another fib. Turkeys at CLAC is pretty precise targeting. Watching Hulk Horgan juke and jive and fidget and fudge under the turkey question had commentators busy. Horgan stopped just short of the immortal line. "As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly." His handlers, meanwhile, would have preferred an apology. So would have the thousands of construction workers he slimed for no other reason than the fact they didn't want to be organized by Horgan's hardcore building trades union allies. Gobble, gobble, Mr. Premier. Of course, his union bedmates don't usually call CLAC workers turkeys. They prefer rats. That's the real, inclusive, caring about people, NDP, folks. The QPEE for excellence in Premier Heal Thyself. Horgan claimed he wouldn't build a partisan approach toward construction. But he cut out 85% of the workers because they didn't belong to unions who, checks notes, gave Horgan's NDP millions in partisan donations. The QPEE for excellence in crashing your own bus. After Horgan's disastrous day, Labor Minister Harry Baines decided to crash his own bus and take heat off the boss. When the BC Liberals asked why Baines won't appoint a mediator to try and stave off next week's TransLink strike, he called the idea stupid. This drew much, well-deserved, catcalling and criticism, and Baines never really recovered. It also gave the opposition a perfect talking point when the strike hits next week. The QPEE for excellence in Born to Hand Jive Baby. After watching Baines' self-inflicted bus wreck, and Dave Eby licking his chops at how much more Baines will have to pay in auto insurance after this wreck, House Leader Mike Farnworth sprung into action. Here's Von Palmer's account. "We pulled the tape to see Farnie's hand jive for ourselves. Oh, wait, pardon me. That's a clip of the BC Liberals QP team celebrating how the week went." The QPEE for excellence in back that bus up. Baines later walked back his stupid remark, Seth Palmer. The QPEE for excellence in probably true. On Monday, Farnie accidentally called Speaker Daryl Plekis, Mr. Spender. Or was it an accident? The QPEE for excellence in definitely not true. Farnie and Horgan and Clare, pave the roads on my island first. Trevina keep claiming WAC Bennett would support their union monopoly. Of course, this is false, as Bennett's grandson wrote in the very first week of the Orca. If he had a choice to save money, as Horgan does now, he would have gone out for fair bids. He respected the citizens of BC too much not to be careful with their money. I'll add my favorite WAC quote as further evidence that the NDP are out to lunch. That money is tax money, it's trust money, and I want 110 cents worth value out of every dollar. Union monopolies corrode that value. And one more from the great man: as premier, you don't act for the big labor unions. Sadly, the current premier does. The QPEE for excellence in what the F are they on about? The BC Green spent question period this week asking about caribou and endangered white bark pine trees. It was so out of left field, it actually had me longing for a Furstenau-Shawinigan Lake Classic. This is a third party headed for political oblivion. They continually waste their highest profile opportunities to stand up for real, actual people. Caribou and pine trees are important, but hardly the most pressing issue facing the government, and ones you could chat with your buddy the minister about any time. Green's gonna green, I guess. Jordan Bateman has a long history of public policy work, championing small business and fiscal responsibility. Currently the Vice President, Communications and Marketing for the Independent Contractors and Business Association, ICBA. Jordan also served 6 years as the BC Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, and was a two-term Langley Township Councillor. Swim on. The last QPs was back in October? Man, time flies. Anyway, much of Jordan's hardware went to the agriculture minister. This week's hashtag BCPOLI hot stove delved into labor disputes, which dominated this week's QPs. As well as this week's QPs, it seems like longer, but last October we went through a Canada Post strike. Ada Slavinsky on the effect it had on small business.